772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
He can only go as far as that money would take him. You better hope you can go further than your money. Some of y'all better really hope that little bit of change you jingling multiply this, Lord. But he couldn't go but as far as his money. See, but when the favor of God is on your life, the money's not the currency. Amen. Amen. It's the grace that keeps us afloat. It's not the currency. Money will come. Sometimes money will come. There'll be a lot of money. Sometimes there'll seem like there's a lack, or it might not be flowing. But it's never that. It's the grace. As long as the grace is on you, as long as you are connected to the grace, you don't have to worry. God's going to be Jehovah Jireh. God's going to be Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Kitsenu, Jehovah whomever you need. He will be that because the grace is there. But if there's no grace, you are left to what's in your hand, and ain't nothing in your hand. That prodigal son with his partners got down to where he hadn't had nothing left. And see, when you leave the grace, first thing going to surround you are people that don't really care about you. They care about what you got. They want what you got. There are people that like your passion but don't want it. There are people that despise your passion, but they want what you got. And once you are finished, they're finished. We don't see anybody coming back with the prodigal, do we? Hey, get out of here, man. You ain't got nothing. We drank that last bottle last night. You too. Get out of here. You ain't got nothing left. You ain't want us no way. They were sure partying with him, though. All right. So we want to know who's who. And the first thing we want to know, and you can write these down, is who is above all. It's the first thing we want to know so that pride is hidden from us. When things go your way and when they don't go your way. See, you are not the center of the universe. It is not all about you. We have to understand and know who is above all. Attitude. See, again, it goes back to how a person thinks. See, if you don't know God well, you'll mess up your life and your walk with your thoughts. Because something didn't happen when you thought it should. Amen. That's when you really have to know who's over all. Amen. When it looked like somebody got over on you, or somebody that did something or promised you something didn't come through, and that you can't get all upset and all out of sorts because they didn't come through. They're not God. Amen. They're not over everything. There's somebody that's over that. Amen. When somebody don't do you right, when somebody doesn't treat you right, doesn't show you the proper respect, understand there's somebody over him. Amen. That's watching. Amen. That understands who you are. Amen. So first of all, we have to know who's over everything. I can rest in that. Amen. When it's a cloudy, rainy day, God is still, there's a sun shining over them clouds. Amen. Amen. It's still, the sun is still shining. If it's shining in your heart, amen, it can rain on. You got to learn how to dance in the rain. Because you know the sun is still shining. It ain't going to rain every day. Somebody's still in control. When the wind blowing, when the rain coming, so what? Somebody's still in control. Thank God we know who that is. And thank God we know his nature. We know that he is a God of love, a God of peace, that his thoughts toward us are not evil. God don't like it when people do you evil. He doesn't rejoice when evil comes at you. He said, take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil. It ain't coming from God. It's coming from the day. That's why God said, don't take them thoughts. Keep your mind stayed on me. I'll walk you through those things. You go through the lion's den, through the fiery furnace, through the prison, through the beatings, through all this. I'll walk you right through this. You'll come out and you won't even smell like smoke. You won't be harmed. None of these things shall harm you. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High. What are you doing? Dwell in your mind. Dwell there. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my hiding place. Amen. The one I can stand in and walk through stuff. Huh? The one where no matter what they're saying or how they may be treating, my mind is stayed on Him. Guess what? You'll stop the devil. You'll keep the devil out of your atmosphere. Amen. When you keep your mind stayed. Tell somebody he can't touch this. Not unless I get in agreement with him. And I don't agree with nothing he says, nothing he does, none of that stuff. That didn't come from God. That's not my portion. It will help me to grow because my mind is stayed on him. What he means for evil, God turns it around for your good. But you got to know who is over all. Ah, come on, he's over it all. He's over the sun rising and the sun setting. He's over the rain falling and the wind blowing. He's over the birds flying. Amen. He's over everything all the time. That's why every day we can wake with a song. You know, the birds, they don't have storehouses. They don't gather a bunch of worms someplace and, you know, every morning they go and open up and get a worm. No, they wake up every morning and God feeds them every morning. But they wake up every morning singing. Ain't got no worms yet, but... Because they know God gonna feed them. How much more are we than the birds of the air or the fish of the sea? The hungry lions, God feeds them. How much more you, whom he calls his own, is he gonna give you what's sufficient for you for the day? But like the birds, your mind has to be there. You don't want to deflect God's thoughts. See, when God, when his thought comes to you, when he speaks, it's from knowing. That knowing has to come into you and then come through you. Because see, if God speaks it, it's done. But if God is speaking and you blocking it and you taking thoughts from the system and from other folk that's worried and anxious, upset and angry, frustrated, prejudiced, mad at folk. If you're taking those thoughts, you're deflecting what God is trying to say. Listen, when God speaks, it's from knowing, not guessing, not hoping. It's knowing. That's why it says he sent his word and healed them. The moment he sent his word, the healing takes place. Deliverance takes place. Breakthrough takes place. Blessing has to come when God sends his word. But you got to receive his word. That's why he said, take no thought. No, but don't start worrying. And the basis of that is understanding who's over all. Listen, the more you meditate, and the deeper you get into this type of thought pattern, the more beautiful the walk I'm telling you, God is there. This is where God lives. Not a geographical place, but in that dimension is where God is. And some of us should, and this is your season, to you're going to draw nearer to him. Abram is going to become Abraham. Yes. Yes. Amen. Jacob, the supplanter, the one running, tricking, doing all that stuff, he's going to become Israel, the father of nations. Amen. Peter, who was Simon. Simon means reed. One that would, you know, if a little stream was flowing, the reed would move with the stream. He becomes Peter, the rock, unmovable. Amen. Upon this rock, Peter, I will build my church, and hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. I said, Simon's going to become Peter in this season. Tell somebody right now, this is my season. Don't you become satisfied and complacent with where you are. Amen. It's time to gird up the loins of your mind. Come on, tell somebody, we're on the move now. If you're not on the edge of your seat, you're taking up too much room. You got to be on the edge of your spiritual seat because God is getting ready to move you to a higher place, another dimension, a new realm, a better understanding and awareness of his sovereignty. But we got to start with knowing who is over all. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Amen. I said from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, every day, every moment, every second, he is Lord. If you get to know him like that, he'll walk with you like that. If you let him in, he'll be with you like that. Amen. I see an intensifying of interactions with God. I said an intensifying of interactions. Oh, some of us have heard him every now and then. Get ready. You're going to start hearing him. It's going to blow you away. Whoa. You're going to go over here. He's going to be talking to you over here. Whoa. Some of us are going to be like the Israelites saying, Moses, talk to God for me. Talk to him for me. I got to sanctify myself. Talk to him. It's kind of like trials. Sometimes you go through trials. And see, trials are really only because there's something that has to be purified. That's the only reason the fire is allowed to burn. But once it's purified, the fire stops. And you got to discern what's of God and what's of the devil. You can rebuke the devil. He flees. You can rebuke God all you want. But until the pureness comes, the fire is going to burn. So what do? You yield. You realize, Lord, you are over all. And if he didn't give you that one, it's because you got something better coming.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m., and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.